Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of She Rocks Success with yours truly, Amanda Corvell, and of course, my little baby Snoopy is here with me. Today, I want to do a quick episode about limiting beliefs and subconscious programming and the sponsoring thought that you are living in, and AKA the lie, the big lie that we all keep telling ourselves, right? And it is not what you think it is. The lie is not you telling yourself that things are going to be okay. Everything's okay. Everything's all right. Because guess what? It is always okay, right? Everything always does work out, right? Some way, somehow it works out. The lie that we're telling ourselves is the subconscious programming. And that is why your life does not look the way that it wants to look right now, right? The subconscious programming is the lie. And guess what? We cannot lie to ourselves and live the life that we want. That's why it feels icky. That's why the procrastination sets in, analysis paralysis, overwhelm, exhaustion, confusion, self-hate, numbing out, you know, alcohol, Netflix, whatever you're doing. All of that stuff is part of the lie. And when you look around at your life and you're like, God, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is not how I wanted things to turn out. I want you to really start looking at what you've been telling yourself and the language that you've been using, because that is the reflection of what your life looks like right now. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I teach this shit. Like, I teach people how to rewire their subconscious programming. And I've been really, I don't want to say struggling with it, but I'm just on a new level now where I can see things so much clearer. And I've been lying to myself about a lot of things. I've been pulling back. I haven't been showing up. I've been going into that old mantra of, oh God, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. You know, I don't know what my next move is going to be. So I sit in that exhaustion and I sit in that procrastination. And then all I want to do is like numb the fuck out, right? And that doesn't get me anywhere. And I know that, but because I've programmed my brain to go into a space that feels better in the lie, that's where I go back to. And that is the default energy. That's the limiting belief. That's the subconscious programming and the sponsoring thought. And the sponsoring thought is your subconscious programming. It is running the show 24/7. So just to familiarize yourself with it a little bit more, what I mean by all of that is, imagine that imagine yourself driving. You don't consciously say, I'm going to put the key in the ignition, then I'm going to press the gas, and then I'm going to take a left, or I'm going to go straight. You don't do that. Your subconscious mind is the one that's doing it, because it's trained to run the car without you having to do a thing. You've taught your subconscious mind how to run that car, how to drive it, I should say. Just like you have taught yourself how to run your life thus far. The subconscious programming is the one that's running it. Just like eating an apple or making a protein shake or whatever. You don't consciously walk yourself through it because you've trained your subconscious to do it. Tying your shoes, same thing. All that stuff is subconscious programming. Can't talk. All that stuff is subconscious programming. Oh my God, what is wrong with my mouth right now? So when the next time you're trying to go out and do something that is in the unknown and in the space of like, oh, that kind of feels scary, that is the truth, right? The truth is the unknown. The truth is you moving forward in momentum and freedom and elation and excitement and joy and like, fuck yes, I could totally do this. That's the truth. That's connected to source. The higher the thought, the more connected you are to source. The more that you feel good, the more you're connected to source. That is the truth. The lie is the pain in your body. The lie is the accidents that you keep getting into and tripping and falling or whatever you're doing. The lie is the headache. The lie is the distraction. The lie is the numbing out. The lie is the toxic relationships. The lie is I'm too fat to go to the gym. The lie is like, oh my God, I feel like shit all the time. All that stuff is a symptom of the lies that you've been telling yourself. So the exercise I want you to do today and for the rest of the week is I want you to write down on a piece of paper or your notebook or whatever, your journal, and say, I've been lying to myself about, or you can say, I've been lying to myself that, and I want you to fill up as many pages as you can with all of the bullshit that you tell yourself. And I promise you, if you keep doing it, you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the wound. And that is where we need to go. We need to go deep into that wound and dig that shit up. Because you are tethered to an old story. Like, I always imagine it like this. Like, let's say you're inside of a rubber band, and it's around your belly, and it's tethered to this old space that you've been in forever. Okay, you're just in a dark space in the universe, and you're tethered to this old story, but you want to move forward into the unknown, and you've got some momentum behind you, and you're feeling good, but this rubber band is still around your tummy. And as soon as you start to step out into the unknown, and you're like, yay, I'm here, what comes up? The limiting belief, boom, snaps you back. And that's the power that it has over you. Within an instant, you are back into the old shit that you keep telling yourself. And that is the lie of your life. The lie is not you saying everything's going to work out because it will. The lie is not telling yourself, like, I can do this because you can. The lie is not telling yourself that I'm not pretty enough because you are. The lie is the resistance and the pain that you feel in your life. That's the lie. And remember, you cannot lie to yourself. You cannot lie to yourself because the truth has a certain ring to it, right? The truth of your life is the momentum, is the thing that lights you up. That's the truth of your life. The lie is the thing that keeps you stuck. And you think that's the truth, and it's not. It's the opposite. That's why we're all so stuck so much. Like, you go into this loop and this shame spiral and this trauma spiral, and like all these things start to happen because you've been lying to yourself about how powerful you are. Like, sit with that for a second. Switch that in your mind and go, holy shit. Wait, the truth of my life is that I'm powerful and almighty and I have the wind at my back. That's the truth. Because I thought the truth was I'm not good enough and no one loves me and I'm alone, I'm invisible. That's not the truth. That's why your life doesn't feel good, because you've been living in a lie, and you cannot lie to yourself and have the life that you want. Now, there are some people out there that are super delulu, but look at their life. They're like in bliss, right? You may look at them and be like, they're delusional, but they're living a life that you're not, right? They're living a life that you're like, how are they doing that? Well, because they've convinced themselves of something else, right? And that's what you need to do as well. Convincing yourself that you are almighty, convincing yourself that you can absolutely do whatever you set your mind to is the delusion, AKA the truth, right? When people talk about being delulu on TikTok, what they're really saying is you got to start reprogramming your subconscious mind and your sponsoring thoughts. Watch your language. How are you speaking to yourself? How do you talk about how you're feeling to other people? I have a lot of friends that are like, God, my back hurts. Because guess what? I always say my back hurts. Oh, my knee. Oh, my ankle. My head. My hair. Whatever the fuck. Like, whatever. Something's always hurting, right? So you're sending signals to your brain that something always needs to be hurting. Instead of going like, I feel great, I'm healing, I feel fantastic, life is wonderful, I'm so grateful to be here. I took a breath this morning and I keep breathing and my heart keeps beating and I'm looking at the birdies and the trees right now, like, life is awesome. How are you really describing what you're living? Because that is what you're living. Do you want that life? Do you really want that life? Are you addicted to the drama and the comfortability of where you're at? Or do you actually want to step into the unknown and untether yourself and step out of that rubber band, like lift it over your head physically, like grab the rubber band that's around your belly right now and pull it over your head and let that shit go. Like, I want you to do that right now. Like, literally grab the rubber band, pull it over your head and let it go and watch it snap back. Okay, that's your exercise. And then also to write down, I've been lying to myself that, or I've been lying to myself about, and let yourself purge. And then I want you to safely do this. I want you to burn it. Okay, after you get done, it could take you today, it could take you a week, whatever, but just get it done, right? It all out, and then burn that shit. And just when you're watching it burn, do it safely. Do not put it in the sink or the tub, okay? Don't do that. Put it somewhere safe. Don't put it in the wind. Don't start a fire, okay? Just be very careful. Put it in something that you know is going to be contained. And I want you to tell yourself, I release, I release, I release, I let go, I let go, okay? And this is not about you being perfect or you being anything. There's nothing else that you have to do. But the more you purge and release the stuff that's been holding you back and you step away from the rubber band and you let it snap back and leave you alone, you will be in the unknown and it's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be a lot uncomfortable for some of you. But this is where you want to be, right? Because now you can take a breath and look around and go, okay, show me how good I can be. Show me how great I am. Show me how good life can get. And then you start moving forward without the tether around you, without the rubber band. And each time a thought comes up that tethers you to your old life, I want you to grab that rubber band and pull it away from you and watch it snap back. Okay? Step away from it. Step out of it. And I want you to go, that's a lie. That's a lie. What is the truth of my life? The truth of my life is I'm good enough. The truth of my life is I'm a badass bitch. The truth of my life is I can manifest whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want. That's the truth of my life. Not, oh God, I don't know how to do it. I can't. I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's all a lie. Of course, you may not know the information, but you can go learn. Right? That's the truth. So do those two assignments. Every single time you feel you're pulling yourself back, physically remove the rubber band from around you and watch it snap back and be like, bitch, bye. Okay? And walk away from it. Like get away, physically walk away from it. So you can start training your brain that those thoughts don't belong to you anymore. Those aren't yours. And then I want you to write them down. Okay? Write them down as much as you want to, as long as you can, and then burn that shit safely and say, I release, I release, I release. And if you also want to throw this in, you can say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself and I love myself. I forgive myself and I love myself and I release. Okay. That's your first two assignments. And I'm going to be back. I might do a series on this. I'm going to be back in a couple of days so you can do the next exercise. But these two things are really going to help you. And I want you to do these things for yourself. Okay. This is going to be a big healing and it's going to be a big release. This is springtime. This is a time of rebirth and renewal and blossoms and birdies and babies and all sorts of beautiful things around you. Like there's these bunnies that live in my bushes over here in the front yard. They're just so cute. They're little baby bunnies. Oh my God. So go look at life and get into nature and be grateful that you took a breath today and your heart keeps beating and all the things. Look around and pick the things out. Be like, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this. And then turn it internally and be like, I'm grateful for me. I'm grateful for who I am and just the person that I've become. Like step into the truth of who you are and away from the lie. Okay. I did this last night and I feel so much better, by the way. So I hope this helps. I love you. And if you need extra help and you want to work with me, you can always do that as well. You can reach out to me on my TikTok, which is amanda.limelight, or you can go to my Instagram, which is Amanda Corvell. So let's work together, do the exercises and save this episode and share it with someone that you think it might help. Okay. And if you also too could please do me a favor, if you could subscribe to my podcast, that'd be great. Cause I really do want to make this a successful podcast. So yeah, I hope you guys have a great day and happy spring. Bye.